Take a look at the turnout here. The crowd at Nathan Phillips Square has been growing by the hour as City Hall transforms into a pop-up vaccination clinic, administering shots to anyone as young as 12 years old. And this is all part of the city's long weekend push to get as many needles in arms as possible.
Are you excited for your sister?
Yeah.
For many here, it was a family affair with moms, dads, and siblings ready and anxious to roll up their sleeves. And for 12-year-old Juliet, this pop-up clinic at City Hall hit the sweet spot.
I'm just doing it to protect people, basically, and I'm really excited for the ice cream.
What does it mean to you to see your 12-year-old daughter get vaccinated?
Well, I mean, I think we need to, you know, the more people we can get vaccinated in society, in Toronto, we can get the city, you know, opening back up. So basically, we're trying to do our part.
It's going to come into play, and you're going to be held accountable, every single one of you. Every single fucking one of you. Every one of you. I'm inviting you now to join us. To stop this happening. Right now.
What's the oath that you took to serve and protect? And now you're letting children
line up for a free ice cream. Hey, Rise Up. We are at Nathan Phillips Square. We are at the pop-up vaccine clinic.
There's stuff going in those kids' bodies.
And the police have just told us that we are not allowed to be on the Nathan Phillips Square property. So we are out on the sidewalk now.
You're not doing your oath, are you?
None of you. We're trying to speak to the police.
I told you before.
We are mothers and we are pissed off. We are not moving. This is our baby. You are fucking with our baby. We are mothers.
Shadow don't
we are fathers. The strength of parenthood has taken over us and we are not moving. Until you start spreading the truth of what is going on over there. That's it. We are pissed. We are at our end. We have been respectful with you. We have been patient with you. We have tried to guide you to the fucking light. But now you are messing with our fucking children. And that is not okay. You want to arrest all of us? Arrest all of us. You want to beat us to the ground? Beat us to the fucking ground. This is our children. And we will not back down. We will not back down. You don't scare me. You don't intimidate me. I have the strength of four children in my soul. You don't scare me. You want to be cowards and punks and you want to stand here while all those babies get this fucking vaccine? Then that is on you. I have the strength of children inside my soul. And for that, as a mother, I am not moving. No, that's enough. Not doing this anymore. No. No. You fucked with the wrong generation. My children are in harm. My children, your children, whether or not you have the capacity to understand this, your children, enough. That is enough. You want to take us? You take us tears and blood.
We're saying that. There's no need to push us even further to prove the point.
We're just standing here. You guys don't need to flex.
No, that is it. I am done. I refuse to accept this as the future of my children. We are off the property. These little barricades here indicate that we are not on the property. So how about you focus on that line? What line are they crossing? You want us to cross the line, but what line are they crossing? What line are they crossing? You understand that most of these people are going to die? These are 12-year-olds. They have taken...
We are at Nathan Phillips Square at the pop-up vaccine clinic in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Children don't even know what flavor of ice cream
there are probably 20 of us here, if that.
Peer pressure to do.
And all these police are here making sure that we do not go on to the property of Nathan Phillips Square. They're telling us to move further back onto the sidewalk. There are too many of us here. This is it.
It is proven that children are not affected.
This is it. This is all that we've got of us here. And the entire...
Children are not affected by this. So why are we advocating for something that is experimental and not FDA approved? Why are we advocating for this? What the fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? How does this not hit your soul? I know you all you think the badge and the gun and the cuffs and the mask is gonna protect your kids? It's not enough. Rise up, wake the fuck up. This is gonna affect your kids too, whether you want it or not. I'll pay all your salaries for a whole fucking year. If what's keeping you doing this shit is your paycheck, I will pay all your salaries for a whole year. Wake up. Your children depend on it. Wake up. Fucking hell.
Look, we know nothing's gonna come up today. Us standing here, you guys standing there. But I know you guys are hearing our words. I know you guys are hearing our hearts. More importantly, you guys have to go back and think about what happened to you. No parental consent required. No health card required. For a child vaccine that's not FDA approved. Authorized for emergency use only for a virus that does not affect your children. So when you go home today, you got to understand that there's kids that are showing up to these vaccine pop-up clinics all across Canada that are being lured with things like ice cream that will happily go and inject themselves with something that they can't even tell you what's inside of, and most parents can't either. And we're letting this happen in our own communities. If you're not going to take a stand today, which I understand for optics, what are you doing when you go home tonight? Are you talking to your superiors? Are you going to the mayor and saying, hey, what's happening here isn't right? You don't have to make a vocal stance here publicly, but I know you guys think like us. And I know there's stuff that you guys can do behind the scenes to join our side, join our cause. We're not anti anything, we're pro-choice. And this isn't really choice with the propaganda that we're feeding our children. Ice cream, no consent, but they need consent for ears pierced in Ontario.
They need consent to go on a field trip at school.
This is madness. We need your help. The parents are the last line of defense.
I will tattoo your children at fucking 12 years old without your consent. So,
no, you got
arrested.
You'd get arrested, wouldn't you?
Which parent wants to not let their children be fucking vaccinated?
Hi, Cobb. We're allowed to wander through here, are we not? Why are we not?
So why can't we peacefully...
Whoa. This isn't fucking safe. This is a fucking public space.
Why can't we peacefully have peace?
They don't want us educated. It's not democracy.
We're being censored.
This is illegal. What is happening right now?
And I'm actually you.
I mean, you're not going to upset the children. Why can't we? Why can't we?
So you got their officially cut back for 36 hours?
Pardon?
You got their officially cut back from NPS for 36 hours.
Not 36 hours.
You're not even on the Brad Pitty property. Why do you think it's for a vaccination purpose today?
For murder! You're guilty of murder! Stop lying! Tell the truth!
You guys can go inside. Okay, can
you continue? You're using them for murder!
So why
what you're doing is illegal!
It's not enough for me to comment on. You can contact media.com.ca and get them out.
Don't you think it's sick? You bought ice cream van over there? Coercing kids? Don't you think that's sick?
If you guys have any questions, you can direct them to media.toronto.ca. But for now,
media at toronto.ca.
We didn't say nothing about yesterday. You know, yesterday we were here. Not a word. They were saying about Palestinian brothers, no problem, all night long. Nothing, not a word what we were doing yesterday.
Can't we go over there where they're vaccinating these fucking kids?
Where?
Over there?
Pop that map right there.
Why not?
You know your Muslims not doing anything, do you? Like, ain't doing anything.
Yeah,
and they're straight before you.
Can you show me the document?
Okay, guys, for those of you just joining us, we're at Nathan Phillips Square in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, at the vaccine pop-up clinic. This is where the City of Toronto has been advertising that children who are 12 years old and up 12 years old and up can come here to get an injection without parental consent, without producing a health card. They can get a free ice cream when it's all done. We are speaking to the police. They are trying to get us to go as far as we can onto the sidewalk. We're trying to speak to them. The police are asking us to stop yelling because there are children here.
This vaccine is not FDA approved.
I don't know if you can see, we're not allowed on the property now, but there are many, many children in the giant lineup at Nathan Phillips Square. Getting injections without parental consent.
Child Lurin! Still under phase 3 trials.
Zero chance of dying from the COVID-19. There are more chance of dying from the vaccine. We can't even call it a vaccine. It is not a vaccine. It is an experimental injection. These police officers are telling us to watch our language around the children and to be sensitive to the children. But it's okay.
Okay guys, I'm just gonna log off.
The vaccine!